Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Hey, look who stopped by the studio, Jan D'Autry.
Good morning.
Hey, world traveler.
Yes. Do I look nice and bright and cheery?
And brown.
It's that Mediterranean bronze that
man.
I got.
Was it so fun?
It was so great. We did a family vacation to five countries. Mama's from Venice, a little town outside of Venice, Italy. She's 90 years old, going on 16.
Wow.
So she took us all back to see the house that she was born, the wheat field that she was born in, the house that she grew up in. We did a cruise. We did a hiking. We had such a good time.
Well, what is it like to travel with Jan D'Autry? Do you, like, critique all the food that you eat?
Or
are you always looking for the best bite and how to copy it?
That's a great question, Jan. I'm the person that does not Instagram anything. I don't Facebook anything. I go and I experience it.
So you had some good food while you were gone.
You can tell, right?
Oh, I wouldn't say
my dress
thing.
Is a little tight, Jan. It's a little snug here and there.
Well, I'm sure it was worth every bite.
Absolutely.
So what'd you bring us today?
So June is Dairy Month. You and I were talking about what a big dairy industry is in Arizona.
There are 180 dairies across the state. It's an $871 million industry for Arizona, and there's approximately 177,000 cows.
That's crazy.
So you can have lots of good milk.
You and I were looking through the list of dairy, and there's one called Ambien Dairy Farms, and we're thinking, those cows aren't doing squat. They're probably sleeping all day, you know? I thought that was kind of funny.
A good name, I guess. And, you know, one you were telling me that you love is the Dan Sisson.
They're such a great family, and they've been around forever. They've got the cool bottles.
You know what? I had never even seen them until those glass bottles, and I just gravitated, and that is some good milk.
People will go anywhere to drink that milk, and they've got, you know, strawberry and chocolate and root beer milk and all kinds of great milk, and they really support the sports. They support our community.
That's
and so
great.
And they've been in the valley for a long, long time, but so many of them, you know, Kerr Dairy and just so many of them in Shamrock, you know, you can go on and on and on. So I brought in my new favorite dessert for you. This is called a Philly fruit cloud.
A cloud?
It's
I never ate a cloud
most
before.
Amazing dessert, okay. And it's so simple. It's cream cheese, whipping cream, some sugar, and lemon juice, period. That's what makes these clouds. And what you're going to do is you're going to take an 8-ounce container of cream cheese, mix it together with a little bit of sugar and some lemon juice, about 2 or 3 tablespoons of lemon juice, and then you want to take that zest of the lemon and put it in there, 2 different flavors of lemon. Then you get that mixed together. Then you whip up some whipping cream. Then you combine them. So you have this beautiful, cheesy whipped cream, lemony fluff. And you get a spoon and you get a tray and put parchment paper on there. And with your spoon, you're going to build little two shells,
okay,
or 2 or 10, however many you do. And then freeze them. So I've got it right here and I'm tapping on it. It's this beautiful cloud that I've frozen for a couple of hours. And now you're ready to take fresh fruit.
Okay.
And all you do is put your very favorite fruits in season right on the cloud. Look at how pretty this
is
already.
Gorgeous.
Isn't that great? And then when you cut into it, Jen, you've got this frosty, cold, sweet.
It's got it all.
Yeah. It fires on every cylinder there.
And that is it. A hot summer day.
Yes. And the nice thing is, I know you've got company coming up. You could make these ahead, chop up your fruit, and you're done. If you're using fruit like apples or peaches, they tend to brown very quickly. Citric acid, 7-Up, ginger ale, anything with citric acid in it. Pour that in. In fact, I'm going to...
So you would just cut up your fruit and then pour this over it.
Yep. I've got it right in there.
Oh, nice.
And then
okay.
just and let it sit there until you're ready to use it. And it adds a little bit of extra sweetener as well, too.
So you know what? If you've heard this little segment and you're wanting this recipe, all I got to do is go to our Facebook page and you'll see it's posted there. It's also on our blog page at rosieonthehouse.com. And do you have it on your 1 Minute Kitchen as
I
well?
I do. I've got it on the 1 Minute Kitchen. Just go to jandiatri.com. But this month, Jen, we want to support our dairy farmers.
We do.
We love them.
They support us.
Get those ones that are sleeping. Wake those guys up.
Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Okay. See ya. You know, we served that this just a couple nights ago. Didn't stand a chance. Our company loved it. Everything that Jan makes is just it comes out just like she tells you it will. It was really good.
That's a nice, cool, refreshing little snack. You don't even have to wait for dessert. That's a after the trail, get home, have a little fruit and a frozen cream cheese. I mean, that's
good stuff.
I'm all over it. It was good. It was really good. The 1 Minute Kitchen from Jan D'Autry. Mm-hmm. So one more little way we can get y'all to enjoy Arizona. And then the dairy farmer will be here in the 8 o'clock hour with Julie Murphy and Romy.
And we'll keep
be talking dairy.
We keep that recipe on our website. And in a few minutes, I'll just put on Facebook so you can find it real easy.
Okay. So on the subject of getting outside, there are admittedly a lot of closures. I am so thankful we made it through Memorial Day weekend without a stupid camper fire. You know, they've got motorist fire. We're trying to get the stupid hiker bill passed that you were talking about earlier, or somebody is.
Well, the only way to cure stupid is just to close everything.
That's what's so aggravating.
Well, and people even who have cabins, if they are in a closed forest, they can go to their cabin, but they can't even go for a walk.
Right.
I mean, you just have to go stay at your cabin. So, but it's worth it just for a little while till we get through this hot, hot season. But there are things you can do.
There are still things in the state you could do. There really are.
Do you know what you're missing today? You're going to be heartbroken.
I am?
Yes.
What did I miss?
The 6th annual World Addle-Addle Day competition at the Pueblo Grande Museum in the heart of Phoenix here.
Oh, that's one of my favorite museums in town.
Yeah.
I love Pueblo Grande. Yeah. And I'm dying to learn how to throw an addle-addle.
Well, at 9 to noon today, the group called SALT.
I could just sneak in there.
Yeah, they're primitive skills educators. They teach you how to use the addle-addle, and then they have a competition. It's just right outside of the museum. It is outside, but it's early, 9 to noon.
Okay. Addle-addle.
Addle-addle.
Addle-addle day.
Sounds like a turkey call.
Addle-addle day.
And then, of course, state parks. They're staying open, and they do have fire restrictions, but they have lots of cool programs. You know, they have some night watching at the different ones.
They've got the one up on 40, Homolivi.
Mm-hmm. Star Price.
Now that is a dark sky environment.
Yeah.
That would make a great hike.
You could go stay at La Posada and have a good dinner and then go on out and see that.
Have dinner in the turquoise room and then go out to Homolivi and do the night walk. That would be a great weekend activity.
Another really dark one would be the Star Party at the Red Rock State Park, just outside of Sedona, above Slide Rock. Yeah.
Below Slide Rock.
Oh, below. That thing. You can't
fill
see
in
my
the
hand.
Blank rock.
Of course, we have things like Reardon Mansion. Go for a tour.
Get up to Flagstaff, be in the pines. Lowell Observatory. Reardon Mansion is a great tour. Family in the logging industry in Flagstaff built a nice big mansion for two families to cohabitate together. There's some extremely innovative technologies built into that home. It's very intriguing how, prior to all the modern electrical conveniences we have today, how they got some of the things done, some of the conveniences accomplished just by good old common horse sense and American ingenuity.
You betcha. But no reason to stay inside. Just get out early or go out late. Pay attention. Do a little research first. Stay hydrated. Stay shaded.
Yeah, I would dare to say I know people that are probably hiking into some of the closed areas just to experience some of those great places.
Oh, don't say that.
That aren't crowded now.
Talk about stupid hiker law.
Yeah, but I would really like to see a stupid camper law. I mean, the recent fire up at Happy Jack, the tender fire.
Was that a camper?
That was a it was closed to camping. No campfires. Somebody camps, has a campfire, doesn't put it out. Boom. 11,000 acres and 32 homes burned to the ground.
But you can
do they have them?
I don't know.
You can get arrested, right, if they find you, can't you?
I guess. I never found out what happened to the two kids that started the Wallow Fire, or the woman in the,
The
firefighter got in some amount of trouble that started the Cheddesky Fire, but the woman that started the Rodeo Fire.
It was the other way. The firefighter started the rodeo because the woman's name is Cheddesky, wasn't it?
Yes.
She started.
They named the fire after her. Oh, I never caught
that. She started the fire to signal for help, and a news helicopter going to cover the rodeo fire lands to help her. The wind from the helicopter propels the flame and...
That was a combo that,
I think that's another one of those $300 an hour helicopter guys. We need more of these $1,000 an hour helicopter pilots. You got to be smart to fly those things, they say.
Rodeo Chattisky fire, you could see it from the top of Camelback Mountain. That's how big that fire was.
Yeah.
It was a heartbreaking fire.
It was. I mean, how would you like to be one of the folks at Happy Jack that lost their cabin? I mean, if they found that camper, there'd be a lynch squad on the trail.
And they're having a hard time recovering, just insurance money and enough to rebuild and find people to do it. And it's hard.
If y'all know somebody that lost a home at Happy Jack, just know this. We at Rosie on the House Remodeling, as well as Tom Riley from Renovations, the Rosie Certified Building and Remodeling Contractor up in Prescott, we're going to offer free insurance analysis. The insurance quotes we see coming back from the insurance companies leave a lot to be desired. I don't know, it's all going to depend on your policy. But if you've got a full replacement value policy and they're offering you $150 to $160 a square foot to rebuild your cabin, sorry.
It's not enough.
It ain't even going to get you there. So if y'all know somebody, we've got about five or six families we've engaged with, and we're trying to get the insurance claim report so we could do a free analysis for them. We're happy to do that for any of y'all that lost that home. 32, burned to the ground.
You would just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com and put...
just give us your contact information. We'll reach out and...
Just put fire in the subject line.
Tender fire. Let's put tender fire.
Tender fire.
Well,
there's nothing left of the state to burn up when you hear the kind of acreage that is. But when you drive any direction, and it's a big, big state.
It is. We have so much wonderful land.
13 square miles?
Oh, I don't know.
113,000 square miles?
I have no idea.
Something like that.
But it's dry.
It's dry.
And I was talking to a meteorologist this week. I said, how far forward do you have to look to find some humidity?
I don't think I want to know the answer. How far?
Nowhere. He says, we don't see it yet.
Gary and I are banking on the monsoon. We keep talking about it. It's coming. August is it, right?
I mean, we're dealing with humidities under 15%.
Yeah, June is usually pretty hot. And then usually around 4th of July, you start seeing... lightning off in the distance. And
the real intense hot heat is what it takes to draw that up from the Gulf.
So we don't get to complain this year. Heat it up. Come on.
It's the only chance we have for getting a little moisture, I think. Man, oh, man. So be careful out there. Get out there and enjoy it every place you can. State parks is open statewide. Plenty of opportunities. Fire restrictions complete statewide. No fires.
Just don't be a bonehead about it.
Here's a Rosie certified.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Here's a Rosie certified partner right now, sending me photographs from his camp at Lynx Lake last night, sitting around the lantern.
Hey, there you go.
Smart guy.